Now that you have yes and no, let's move on to the clearing using the pendulum. Clearing will look like a circle going usually counterclockwise, or it will go whichever way your rod went. If you use the deviceless dowsing clearing with your arm hanging loose, then it will go in the way that it did for that. If it, for some reason, does not, say, hey, standardize it and make it consistent, because I want to know each time I do it, it goes in the same direction, because you want clear signals of what they're trying to tell you. After you have the clearing, and here again, instead of wasting it, say, help me to clear anything that would be for my highest good to have cleared. We want to do the adding in or sending response, and that will go the opposite direction. So if you went counterclockwise, it'll go clockwise. If you went clockwise, it'll go counterclockwise. Now, if you were one of the people that was pre-programmed with your dowsing going in a circular motion for yes or no, then ask to see what would be your yes response and see what you get. And then ask to see your no response and see what you get, and say, okay, with those as my yes and no, I want to see what will work with a clearing or an adding in response. If it doesn't want to show you one, and you can get your yes and no answers by now, say, is it wise for me to change it and have it programmed going back and forth and side to side so that I can use the circular for it? Never change it if you get a no answer when you say, is it wise for me to do this? If it says no, then leave it the way it is and just ask them to show you what they want you to use for the clearing and the adding in response. Now that you're able to get yes and no and clearing and adding in with several different techniques and instruments and no instruments, let's begin to program our system so that we have an operating system, and then all we do is tap into it, just like we're programming our computer, and then we need to learn how to work the system that we programmed in. When you think about clearing something out, where does that energy go? Do you ever think about that? I've walked into places where people have done a lot of energy work and clearing, and without realizing it, the people released all kinds of things. And to me, psychically, it's looking like sludge down around the floor. And it feels pretty creepy when you walk in the room. So when we clear out, and this is something where you set your intention, you think it, and then you can check with yes and no to see if it's in place. All we have to do is program it in once, and it'll stay there for as long as it is divine will to be so. Ask that whenever you are clearing out energy or releasing energy, or if you're in the presence of others clearing out and releasing energy, that the angels automatically come and do the right and proper thing with it. And they will come and they'll either transmute it, transform it, or take it away, but they know the right and proper thing to do with it. You may not even be able to see it, but it's there. So we want to make sure that always, as you're working, this is an automatic thing that's happening. And when you go someplace and other people are doing energy work or clearing or releasing something, that they come in and take care of it, because this is what you're choosing to have for your experience. So just ask that that be, as I have stated, permanently in place for as long as it is divine will to be so. Check with your dowsing now and see if it is, in fact, installed in your system. And use any of your ways just to check yes and no. The next thing, you've cleared it out, so it's like taking something off the shelf. You've got an empty space. What's going to fill that space? Well, we want to make sure we know what fills that space. So as they remove this energy and do the right and proper thing with it, we want the angels to also assist us with bringing in the appropriate frequency of energy of love, light, and healing, so that always as something is removed, the appropriate counter energy to balance and harmonize you will come back in instantaneously. So there's no gap and there's no opportunity for when that's gone, something else that's worse comes and takes its place. So just mentally think, yes, I'd like to have that in my system. And now check and see if it is installed in your system. Just get a yes or no.